Fred Korematsu was born and raised in Oakland, California, but was placed in a Topaz internment camp during World War II. Governor Gary Herbert says his legacy ought to be remembered in Utah.
You know, he is a Utahn, maybe a forced Utahn, but he spent many years of his life here. It's part of our history we ought to understand, we ought to embrace, we ought to learn from it, and be better because of it.
The governor signed a declaration recognizing Korematsu's efforts to appeal his conviction and to teach the next generation about civil liberties. He then shook hands with three former Topaz internees on hand for the ceremony. Alice Hira of Ogden, who was interned as a small child with her family, says she wishes her parents were still alive to see this day.
Finally, the day has come to understand the terrible mistake that our country did.
The governor declared January 30th as Fred Korematsu Day of Civil Liberties and the Constitution. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.